This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
So what does it tell us that Neighbors has become the number one comedy in America, one of the highest grossing films of the year, compared to how much it cost to make? Well, it tells us that Seth Rogen is a bankable movie star. It tells us that the Franco-Rogen connection, whether it be Pineapple Express, whether it be This Is the End, whether it be James Franco's younger brother, either way, there's a Rogen-Franco connection. And it tells us this type of humor, heavy on penis references, heavy on homoerotic kind of joking. So there's a lot of jokes about penises, probably twice as many jokes about penises as anything else combined. But it also tells us that the inherent tension in the film, which is between the couple with a baby who isn't quite sure if they want to be adults yet, and the fraternity guys who move in next door and aren't sure if they want to say goodbye to being young yet. So essentially this, what we have is a Peter Pan syndrome for Generation X and Generation Y, and whether it's because the children of the baby boomers are now at the age where they're holding on to the last vestiges of their youthdom, and so that they're regressing into a stage with oral genital fixation in Freudian terms, whether that's what's going on. But whatever the case is, it's quite comedic. Comedy is a funny thing to put your finger on, but the Rogen brand of humor, along with James Franco, in this case James Franco's brother, who I'm just going to throw in the mix as being a Franco clone, he's actually very funny. The sex and aging are always funny topics, and they don't sound funny when you talk about them in a serious way. And so what's interesting about this is that it has really touched a nerve. This would be the type of comedy that could have come and gone in the 80s, sort of like there were a million kind of these Revenge of the Nerds, Porky's, this kind of humor, heavy on breasts, heavy on humor involving seeing naked women. This time around, it's a lot of jokes about penises, heavy on penis humor. So it tells us that in the 2000s, or the double aughts, as they say, maybe the phallus has replaced the breast as the joke du jour, and the Rogen body type has replaced sort of the Matthew Broderick body type.